Bulletin BRICS Brazil. Information about the Brazilian presidency of the Economic Cooperation Group from the Global South.
In 2024, Alexandre Pupo made history by being elected Secretary General of the International Youth Organization for Ibero-America, the first Brazilian to hold the post. The organization represents 21 countries, including BRICS partners nations such as Bolivia and Cuba. During the BRICS Youth Summit in Brasilia, Pupo spoke with the communication teams from the BRICS Brazil website. Secretary Pupo highlighted the new youth agenda, advocating not only for greater youth participation, but for young people to lead debates and build their own forums. He views South-South cooperation as a strategic route to developing more inclusive global solutions. Here are the highlights from the interview. Pupo, how does the International Youth Organization for Ibero-America align with BRICS?
A verdade é que há muitas sinergias. O AJ, a comunidade ibero-americana, é composta...
The truth is there is a great deal of synergy. The Ibero-American community is made up largely of developing countries. So there's a lot of that connects the youth of Global South, whether in Latin America, Ibero-America, or the broader world represented by BRICS.
And what is the common demand uniting these young people?
Eu acho que isso fica bem resumido por aquela ideia de que a juventude quer ter futuro, assim.
I think it's come down to one idea. Youth want a future. One hand, there are socioeconomic issues, barriers to employment, for instance. On the other, there is the growing difficulty of imagining a future in the face of the climatic crisis, digital transformation, and artificial intelligence.
But how do you ensure that youth aren't just sitting at the table, but are actually making decisions?
Eu acho que a gente começou essa luta pelos lugares da juventude.
I think this movement began with the demand for quotas. Youth quotas in union leadership, in political party leadership. We said youth must have a seat at the table, and that's essential. Having youth at the table ensures that the next generation is engaged in the debate. But that's not enough. What's the point of having youth at the table just to check a box, to fulfill a protocol, if they aren't helped define the direction of decision marking?
To read the full interview, visit BRICS.br with information from BRICS Brazil, Rebecca Rodrigues and Nicolas Verli.
Bulletin BRICS Brazil, a Brazilian presidency partnership of the BRICS group with the government radio agency. For more information, visit BRICS.br.